Over the weekend, Turning Point USA held their annual Young Women's Leadership Summit, which is geared towards high school and college girls to help protect them from feminism. And it's a very popular event. Usually several thousand girls attend to hear speakers like this year, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, Laura Trump, Donald Trump's attorney, Elena Haba, and many others. Or, as MSNBC calls it, a far-right conference that's promoting the outdated conception of womanhood. Seriously, they say the far-right group Turning Point USA is holding their Women's Leadership Summit as conservatives try to promote the idea of women serving primarily as homemakers and child rearers. Well, that would be ideal. Unfortunately, that's virtually impossible these days, largely in part to the Federal Reserve, creating money out of nothing and then hyperinflating it, devaluating the dollar, and basically ruining the standard of living for every American. But that's a whole other story. Go watch my in-depth report on the Federal Reserve in case you missed it. But Candace Owens was there this year and during the Q&A portion was asked a very interesting question and had a very interesting answer, let's just say.
After being let go from the Daily Wire and being able to speak firsthand, do you think that the Daily Wire is complicit in censorship of certain people/topics similar to that of left-wing institutions?
I cannot talk about that.
That's what happens when you sign that contract for millions and millions of dollars with a major media company. You sell a part of your soul, and then you're never allowed to criticize them ever again. But some people have a difficult time keeping their mouth shut, even when they've been paid very well to do so. And to Candace's credit, she mentioned this very strange situation.
The last thing that I am going to say, strangely, this is such a crazy story, but as I was headed in here, I got a frantic call from somebody. They did. They called me and they said, Candace, something very weird is happening. The Daily Wire has sent somebody secretly to record you, an intern, a PR intern, to secretly record you. To catch you in a bad moment, in a bad light. Apparently, she got an email at 10 p.m., hopped on a plane, is pretending to be a student. And so I do just want to say to Ben Shapiro.
Come on, let it out.
Enough. Come out into the light. Really, come on. Let's do this debate. Stop sending interns to do your dirty work.
Wow. Listen to that cheer.
I don't bite. I'm down for the debate. Charlie Kirk says he will fly you out.
Ben Shapiro has done irreparable damage not only to his personal brand, but to the brand of the Daily Wire because of firing Candace Owens and the Daily Wire's bizarre response to the whole situation. It caused the unwritten rule in conservative media to, well, be openly talked about by pretty much everyone. Maybe the Daily Wire didn't know that this was going to be live streamed, or maybe they wanted to have somebody close to her after the event during a sort of informal Q&A or in a VIP meet and greet to then secretly record what Candace was talking about, just to make sure that she wasn't violating that non-disparagement clause in that contract she signed with them. Let's not forget last month, after Candace Owens challenged Ben Shapiro to a debate about Israel and America's foreign policy in the Middle East, Ben claimed to have accepted, with one caveat, that it had to take place in his studio at 5 o'clock on Monday evening. Otherwise, he would never talk about it, never talk to Candace ever again. But Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro knew that Candace Owens was not only out of the city, she was out of the country. She was over halfway around the world in England, where her husband is from. Then, with the arbiter, which is sort of a secret court proceeding that's not public like most civil proceedings, arbitration is private court proceedings. They got a gag order against her because just challenging Ben to a debate and liking certain tweets that were criticizing Ben and the Daily Wire was considered to be a breach of her contract. And I'm not going to rehash the dozens of reasons why Ben Shapiro was a rhino, a neocon, a phony conservative. I will remind you, however, that he did have a secret dinner with Mark Zuckerberg at one of Mark Zuckerberg's homes a few years ago. to discuss how the Daily Wire could be promoted through Facebook, of course. And I'm not going to pull up Little Ben's countless tweets calling Ron Paul, of all people, anti-Semitic because Ron Paul is a non-interventionalist and is against sending foreign aid, our tax dollars, to Israel and to every other foreign country around the world. That's anti-Semitic to Ben. I mean, what's next? Is Little Ben going to say that asking questions is anti-Semitic too? Oh, wait, what's this?
You blame society. You don't have an answer. So it must be a conspiracy. There must be some sort. And you're just asking questions. You don't know, right? This is the game that is played by so many corrupt commentators. Just asking questions. I don't have to show you evidence that something terrible is happening. I don't have to actually demonstrate how the thing is happening. I don't have to tell you who the problem is. Wink, wink. But I can just tell you right now that there is a problem. But even if I'm asked about it, hey, I'm just asking questions.
Asking questions is one of the primary jobs of a journalist, so that it hopefully leads them to the truth so that they can gather information and evidence and then put those pieces together into a comprehensive picture of what it is that's going on in our world. Congressman Thomas Massie from Kentucky has been asking too many questions, and the answers to those questions he discussed on a recent interview with Tucker Carlson, which are definitely going to get him into trouble.
There's a foreign interest group called AIPAC that, you know, got the ear of this current speaker and demanded 16 votes in April on Israel or the Middle East. We haven't had 16 votes in April on the United States in Congress.
So what's AIPAC?
Tucker knows he's just playing dumb. He's setting up the congressman so that he can explain it to the audience, because it's things like this that you'll never hear on Fox News.
AIPAC is the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. And they didn't start out as a PAC in the sense of a political action committee.
It's a foreign lobbyist group, basically.
But now they have a political action committee. Ostensibly, it's a group of Americans who lobby on behalf of Israel. They're for anything Israel.
A foreign lobbying group.
And they're a very effective lobbying group.
That isn't registered as a foreign agent under the law.
By the way, everybody but me has an AIPAC person.
What does that mean, an AIPAC person?
It's like your babysitter, your AIPAC babysitter, who is always talking to you for AIPAC. They're probably a constituent in your district, but they are, you know, firmly embedded in AIPAC. And
every member has something like this?
I don't know how it works on the Democrat side, but that's how it works on the Republican side. And when they come to D.C., you go have lunch with them, and they've got your cell number, and you have conversations with them. So I've had, like,
that's absolutely crazy.
I've had four members of Congress say, "I'll talk to my AIPAC person," and like, it's literally what we call them, my AIPAC guy.
This is going to be why Thomas Massie is going to be, if not already, enemy number one among his fellow Republicans, and why Breitbart News labeled him anti-Semitic for posting a meme criticizing funding Israel. Here is the meme, which I present to you without comment. So it's going to be interesting to see what Candace Owens does next and what the machine does to try to smear her and stop her. And to Charlie Kirk's credit, who runs Turning Point USA, and I've been a big critic of Charlie, and he deserves a lot of criticism because as a member of Conservative Inc., which he sort of distanced himself from, he really was the leading voice in trying to normalize LGBTQism and same-sex adoption in the conservative movement. But he is on somewhat of a redemption arc, and he didn't turn his back on Candace Owens after the whole Daily Wire debacle and brought her on stage at one of his events. Little Ben, on the other hand, just continues to do ad reads every 2 minutes on his YouTube channel for such garbage products like gambling apps.
Producer Jake loves his Prize Picks. He's been doing well in all of the betting so far. Download the Prize Pick app today. Use code Ben for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
So that's conservatism today now in Conservative Inc. promoting gambling apps. Gambling apps. Me, on the other hand, I just promote my books and some awesome t-shirts, which you could save 20% off of this weekend, by the way, if you use the promo code inflation at the checkout. So order an Appeal to Heaven shirt, the new MAGA Mafia shirt, the Christ is King shirt, which has been known to trigger folks over the Daily Wire, or any of my awesome designs. And also now many of them are available in tank tops for the summer as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code INFLATION at the checkout to save 20% off through today, Sunday, and check them out.